Welcome to Podcasts, recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the Online tab. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.
My name is Bridget McCann. I'm the Senior Minister and Spiritual Director here at Portland Center for Spiritual Living. You know, we've had, up until today, we had quite a bit of sun this week. Some trees are even begin to bloom. The early spring flowers are up, the warmer days, the earth becoming greener and greener. It kind of puts a spring in our step and a smile on our face, right? You're like, oh, this feels good, right? And, you know, this spring, this renewing of the earth and the greening and the flowers and the sun, and yes, the sun, thank God, the sun, is good for our bodies. We can make more vitamin D naturally, and it gives us energy. It's good for our minds, right? Because we feel happier and healthier, more energetic. It's good for our spiritual life because it's just so easy on a day like we've had the last several days to say, man, life is beautiful. So in other words, springtime is good medicine for our bodies, our minds, our spirits. It's good medicine. And if you've been around Centers for Spiritual Living for a length of time, there's a good chance you've heard the phrase, a prayer and a pill. It comes to us from our founder, Ernest Holmes, and it reflects two kind of aspects or dimensions of our teaching around here, that we are a healing teaching, healing on multiple levels, and we embrace all healing modalities. It's one of the things that distinguishes us from some of the other New Thought teachings. We're okay if you come here for a prayer and then you go to your medical doctor. It's okay. Okay. I almost made a really bad joke. I'll keep it to myself. But it includes a certain actor. So, okay. So we have deep roots in healing. You know, many of our spiritual ancestors from Quimby and even Swedenborg behind them, yes, I realize these are names many of you probably don't know, but there are deep ancestral teachers all the way up to today. We have many examples of healing on many different levels. And our practitioners that you hear us refer to a lot are the healing arm of our centers for spiritual living. And the chief tool that our practitioners have, our practitioners and ministers, is what we call spiritual mind treatment, which is another term for prayer. But there's a reason we call it spiritual mind treatment, because we're treating our consciousness or our minds, our capital M mind, the mind that's connected to the big mind and consciousness, we're treating our consciousness to create good seeds that we plant into the creative aspect of our lives and creates the body of our affairs and our lives. So we're treating our minds through spiritual means, spiritual mind treatment. And you know, there's a lot going on in our lives and in our nation and in the world, so I thought it might be a good time to remind ourselves that we have lots of remedies available to us. There is good medicine everywhere. And by good medicine, I mean good medicine that treats all the dimensions of who we are. You know, we are not just our mind or just our body or just our spirits. We are not just our emotional lives or our financial lives. We are unified beings. You know, this teaching symbol, those of you who know it, talk about mind, soul, or spirit, or mind, soul, the creative aspect, and the body of our affairs, the body of our lives. But they're not separate. This is just a representation. We are unified beings. So I love looking for good medicine that treats the whole of us. And I think the best medicines treat the whole of who we are. Our emotional, mental, spiritual, physical, financial, family, community lives. And so that's what I mean by good medicine. And with everything going on in our lives and in the world, we need to be strong and healthy. So we need good medicine. And I'm borrowing the term good medicine from, for me, I first learned that term from my Native American friends who used the term good medicine for not only prayer and actual medicine, but also for community and humor and all these things, right? So I borrow that term from them because it resonates with me. So something that's important to keep in mind when we think of good medicine is that thing we teach most often around here, and that's oneness. Oneness, that highest level spiritual principle that we teach. That we are not only one unified being within ourselves, but we are one with all of creation. Not connected to, because that implies that you can disconnect and be separate. We are one within and as. There's only one thing going on in the universe, and that's God or spirit expressing itself, experiencing itself, and we are part of that. So we cannot disconnect. We are always in and with it. And that means we're not only connected to each other, but we're connected to all of creation, and there's not a darn thing we can do about it. Even when we want to disconnect. Now, you can disconnect from your phones and the internet, like I suggested we do last week. That kind of disconnection is okay. But we cannot disconnect from oneness. In fact, we are so deeply one that we cannot exist without the whole. We cannot breathe without the plants that give us oxygen, and they cannot breathe without our CO2. We cannot even stay literally on the face of the planet without all the celestial bodies creating gravity, right? We cannot exist without the sun. There are particles in our bodies that are entangled and somehow synced with through forces I don't understand with particles on the other side of the moon. Entangled particles, they're called in physics. I don't understand it, but I know they exist because they keep telling us they exist. I choose to believe them. So we are that deeply one. And so why that's important to remember in the context of healing is we heal within larger systems. Right? It's true within our bodies, a healthy body is made of healthy organs, is made of healthy cells, a healthy mind is from healthy thoughts, a healthy spirit from healthy beliefs. But more importantly, not more importantly, but in addition to, we heal and we are part of larger systems. We are part of families. We are part of communities. We are part of this nation. We are part of the ecosystem. We are part of the earth. And the earth is part of us. You know, many faith traditions have as their creation myth, except for I'm going to stop calling it a myth, they have creation stories that humans come from the earth. Well, we do. I mean, right? I mean, our bodies don't exist without earth and water and air and sunlight, right? So quite literally, we do come from the earth. You know, and just like ecosystems are only as strong as its unhealthiest component. You know, when too many parts of the ecosystem is unhealthy, the ecosystem collapses. When too many members of society and our communities or our families are unhealthy, our communities and families and societies start to collapse. So good medicine knows that it's all intertwined and it takes all of it into account. It's not good medicine for me if it's at the expense of another person. It's not good medicine for me if it hurts the family or the community, and vice versa. An unhealthy community cannot support healthy individuals. Wendell Berry wrote, "I believe that the community, in the fullest sense, a place in all its creatures, is the smallest unit of health, and that to speak of the health of an isolated individual is a contradiction in terms." So good medicine is cognizant of how interrelated we are. As individual beings, but not really individual, we're part of larger wholes. You know, we've been talking a lot about nonviolence lately. And in developing this talk, you know, I've often said, we've often all heard and said, hate and violence beget hate and violence. I finally had a light bulb go on as to why that is. I've always said, well, hurt people hurt, right? That's true. But now I got a bigger sense of it. The reason hate and violence beget hate and violence is the feeling of satisfaction that we get from hate and violence, that feeling of like I got revenge or I inflicted, you know, I gave back what I received. It's only good for one person. It's not good for the whole. And if it's only good for one, then it's not good medicine and it's not gonna last. So any satisfaction we get from that is not good medicine and it's not going to last. The other component of good medicine, and it's connected to this concept of oneness, is that the healing energies of life speak through many voices. You know, all the healing professions are the eyes and ears and feet and hands and hearts and mouths of the divine, right? And so there's wisdom in all of it. We can find healing wherever we look, because it's there, the wholeness and the health is there if we look for it. To say that only one healing modality is worth it is to limit that wholeness and that healing intelligence of the universe. All things are connected. All things have wisdom. Science holds wisdom. Spirituality holds wisdom. Our bodies have wisdom, and all of them have healing wisdom to share with us. Our founder, Ernest Holmes, wrote, "We should have no objection to any form of healing, for anything that helps overcome suffering is good, whether it be a prayer, a pill, or a prayer. We believe in any method which produces results, for each has its place in the whole." You know, our practitioners, when they're in training to become practitioners, which, by the way, is a years-long process. Okay. It takes years to become a practitioner. Part of that training is that we respect and work with all the healing modalities that any particular client might need. It's okay for our clients as practitioners to also seek out medical advice and a fitness guru if they need one, or psychiatric professionals, wherever they can find healing that they need, we respect it. Practitioners stay in their lane. They're spiritual healers or conduits for spiritual healing. But their work with a team for the healing of any client, a prayer and a pill. So I want to share with you some of what I think are particularly strong good medicines. But before I do that, I want to hear from you. So I just want to hear you shout them out, what you think is good medicine. Don't be shy.
Music,
gratitude, love. What else?
Nature,
sunshine.
Peace.
Dogs. Peace. Laughter. What?
Sleep.
Community. I heard meditation. I think I heard dogs. Friendship.
Silence.
Did I miss any?
Food.
Good nutrition. Massage. Yeah, day at the spa. I'm with you, Erica. What?
Creativity.
Yes.
Dancing.
Freedom. Speaking of dancing, I was feeling down last night, so I turned on music and danced while I made dinner. It always works for me. It gets me right out of my funk. These are all excellent, and you stole in some of my thunder, as I suspected you would. I'm going to start with the one we speak of most around here, prayer. Absolutely, prayer is good medicine. And I had an incredibly powerful demonstration of this just a few months ago, last fall, as I walked my healing journey through breast cancer. So many of you, this community, prayed for me for weeks. Our practitioners had prayer circles every Wednesday evening. I went to Denver for my surgery. A couple days before my surgery, I went to a healing sweat lodge with people of high healing consciousness. And a sweat lodge is all about praying and community. And the power of these prayers, by the time my friend picked me up that Wednesday morning to go to the hospital for my surgery, she asked me, "Do you want to pray?" And I said, "No, I don't need to. It's already done. This is done. I'm just jumping through the hoops now." Those prayers, your prayers, my prayers, were good for me physically because I'm healed. And it was good for me emotionally because I went into that surgery with complete inner calm and knowing. And it was good for me spiritually because it deepened my faith. Not only is that the power of prayer, but it's the power of community. So thank you for that incredible demonstration of good medicine. Another good medicine, Mother Earth, right? And nature. Years ago, I had a friend who shared with me that when she was a child and she had emotional pain, her mother would tell her, "Give it to the tree, Hita. Give it to the tree, my daughter. It can bear your pain." And I love that, right? We can give our pain to the earth. It can bear it. Clean water. Somebody mentioned clean water as healing medicine, good medicine. You know, many of indigenous peoples across the planet remind us that water is the first medicine given to us by the spirits. And I learned from a shaman in Peru that they teach, he's descended of the Inca people, that all things, all life that depends on water are related. And we depend on each other. And it's true. We all need clean water. It's good medicine, not only for us, but for all life. And research, scientific research, is showing that being in or near water is so healing. It actually triggers the relaxation response. It lowers anxiety. It lowers the heart rate. We feel calm. It's great for emotional and mental healing. Clean air is good medicine. Somebody mentioned good clean food is good medicine, which requires clean soil is good medicine. You know, part of our collective human healing is to be good stewards of the earth, because we are of it, quite literally. It's not a creation myth. We are of it, and it depends on us as well. It's good medicine to take care of the earth for our own sake and for the sake of our relatives. Good medicine can also be found in the wisdom of our own bodies. While in ministerial school, I was introduced to Dr. Marty Rossman. He's a medical doctor, but he's done work for years with guided imagery, helping patients essentially have conversations with their bodies to ask their symptoms, what do you need? What are you here to show me? And one of the most powerful examples of healing that I learned from Dr. Rossman was of a woman who for many years had a lot of really complicated symptoms and illness around her digestive system. She had every test, every scan, different doctors, different medications. She was miserable. It went on for years. Somehow she landed with Dr. Rossman, and Dr. Rossman used guided imagery with her. And after that process, the woman said, I need to change careers. She changed careers, and within just a few months, all her symptoms were gone, and she was taking no medications. Our body contains wisdom, if we will listen. Community, somebody said community. Community is good medicine. This is good medicine. I've been here about 8 months, and I've already heard many, many times from many individuals, many of you, saying how healing it is to be here. There's a reason why people across the globe and across the ages, right, do so many rituals, healing rituals, in community, which is why we're having a prayer circle after this service for our healing around our dear Ed. Because community is healing. So no matter what you're experiencing, whether it be emotional, physical, mental health pain, hardships, financial hardships, there's good medicine available. You might need a prayer and a pill, or maybe you need a prayer and a therapist, or maybe you need a hike, or a day at the spa, right? Maybe you need to get in water. Maybe you need to be with community. Maybe you need to get your hands down in the dirt and do some gardening. Sacred activism, whatever it is, being in community, there's good medicine available. Creation is full of good medicine. So I encourage each and every one of us to look for it, use it, feel it. The next time your life or the world get to be too much, find your good medicine and heal whatever it is. You deserve it, and the world and your community need you to be strong and healthy. So find your good medicine. And let's pray as some good medicine. I invite our practitioner prayer partners to stand with me and take this prayer into their consciousness. In this one breath that connects all of life, that connects us with our ancestors and with all life now and with all those yet to come, deeply we are one. Deeply we are one. And in that is good medicine. And that is wholeness and healing of whatever ails us. Healing is available everywhere because deeply we are one. As we heal others. As they heal us because deeply we are one. So I just share my gratitude for this interconnected nature of all life and all creation, and this abundance of healing available to us and for all of life and for all of creation. I'm grateful. Thank you, life. Thank you, spirit. I simply let it go and let it be in that creative medium, knowing it is done because it is the truth always, and so it is.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcasts, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.